On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, Lighting in the Holy Spirit, live video, and YouTube. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where I answer your questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your questions. So just if you're watching the video, just put them below. No problem. There should be a comment section below the video. If you're listening to the audio, just drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or hit me up on Twitter. Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllanCliff. Either way is perfectly acceptable. So let's get started with the question. Kirk asks, I'm looking to read up on all the ways we can use lighting and sound to affect how people connect to the Holy Spirit in worship. I'm reading Forgotten God by Francis Chan, and I'm realizing how much more I want him to be in our worship. I will appreciate literally any advice or suggestions you have with your years of experience. Also, I tried to look it up on Google, but couldn't find anything useful. Well, first off, my mentor from afar is Jason Moore, and Jason is an author who's written several things. Look at his book, Digital Storytellers. Now, that points out that the church has always used light and sound. We just didn't have the technology to use it as well as we do now. So there was a time where we'd use stained glass windows, and we'd use candles and incense and bells and all these things to worship God. So I think that that's great. You might also look at the Old Testament when God has artists build the tabernacle, just how much he values art. And I think that that's a good place to start. The arts are wonderful for praising the Lord, and not just music. So let's just use all that we can. Next, Russ Ray asks, our worship leader wants to film the congregation as part of a segment of the Christmas program this year. We've tried Skyping from a phone to the booth PC and relayed to the screen, but the resolution was terrible, probably because we were forced to use the front-facing camera on the phone. Does anyone have any other ideas? So, in clarifying, this is a one-off thing. This isn't like an iMag kind of thing that they're going to use a lot. So there are a lot of great suggestions if you were going to do something on a repeated basis, but that's not what they're doing. So I also found out they're using Easy Worship, and that's how they're planning on getting it up on the screen. Easy Worship will interface with a webcam, so that's a possibility. The only problem with that is that you've got an issue of distance. So a wired webcam can't go all that far. You know, it can go a few feet, but that might be less than ideal. Another thought that I had was a wireless webcam, but you might still run into the same issue. Now, you can extend that with some USB extension cables, the receiver, so that it can get farther away from the computer, if that helps. Another suggestion was, he suggested getting a GoPro with Wi-Fi. Now, I haven't used one, but I'm a little concerned that Easy Worship won't recognize the GoPro. If that's the case, could be that it will, but if it's the case that it won't, here's what I would do. Put up the display on the computer, and then use some software like Minicam or CamTwist to capture that video and turn it into something that Easy Worship will mistake for a webcam. You're probably going to get some latency, probably going to get some frame drops, but this is a one-time only thing. So I think that that's probably the best way to go. Ideally, what you would want to do is throw a video switcher into the mix and get a good co excuse me, get a good camera coming at it, and that would work fine. So that's another possibility. Donna asks, how do I get back to my videos on YouTube? I can't find the list. Also, she asks, if I edit in YouTube, can I create my thumbnail beginning clip in there when I go to trim the video? I just want a simple intro page that says, welcome to my site. Thanks for the video feedback. What about the content? Did it sound hokey or was the funny forced? So Donna is in my video class, and so I thought that I would answer these questions for her. You can get back to your YouTube videos by going to youtube.com/user/your username, whatever your username is. So that should help you. Now, for editing on YouTube, you go to youtube.com/editor. And you should have access to all your YouTube videos, assuming you're logged in, and you can upload a still picture to use in the video. So that's not that big of a deal. Just trim it, throw on your still in the beginning, and then you save that. And there's under the video, there's a little button called share. You do that, and there's an embed code you can copy, and you paste that into your website where you want it to go. And don't do it in the visual editor because I know you're running WordPress. Don't do it in the visual editor. There's another tab that says text. Paste that in there, and that should take care of it for you. And by the way, the video was very funny, did not seem forced. Very funny. So I hope that helps you, and I hope that helps those of you that are doing video and other technologies for the church. Don't forget, you can get some free gifts from me just by going to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, GIFTS. Just head there, put in your email address, give me a place to send it, and you can either choose my Twitter book or my free video mini course. Up to you, and you can get updates from me absolutely free. I hope that helps you. Go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.